today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free. I think we're going to jump into the email box here, Mark, because last night on the show, I promised to get something out there, and I didn't do it. And so I want to get to it because, well, I said I would. Earlier this week, we talked about a story out of New Mexico where there was a situation outside of a bar. There was some cars that were being towed. The bar owner came out there taking pictures of the police. Police didn't like that. They beat the bar owner up. They arrested a couple other people for taking pictures of them as well. And the issue, of course, is should we as individuals be free to take photos of these people that are posing as our servants? These people that are supposed to be serving and protecting, shouldn't we be able to monitor them? Shouldn't we be able to record their activities? That, of course, was the issue, and if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231. But we were reading an account from one of the people that was arrested, and he mentioned that when he was thrown into the police car, he spotted something on the screensaver of the police cruiser.
Right.
And it said
something really weird. I didn't quite understand it.
Something like, "Can't catch me riding dirty."
Yeah.
And I totally didn't understand it either. And so we sort of pontificated on the air about, well, what could that possibly mean? I mean, we've gotten so many bad police stories in the past. Every week we come across more bad cop stories than we could possibly read. Usually we don't, but from time to time we'll share them with you on Free Talk Live. And so immediately I, of course, connected it to possibly being, you know, maybe he's a bad cop. Maybe he's riding dirty. He's a bad cop. Don't catch him. I don't know. It was just we're trying to extrapolate what we could, being apparently totally out of the loop. So Corey emailed in. He says, just listen to you guys talking about the cops in New Mexico and having the screensaver in the police cruiser that says, "Can't catch me riding dirty." It must be a generation gap or something, and I was shocked that no one called in to explain this to you, but Ridin' Dirty is a 2-month top 10 hip-hop rap song by Chamillionaire.
Chamillionaire.
Yeah, I've never even
somebody
heard.
Somebody who can't spell.
Yeah. Well, you know how they do it with the rap artists. They change the letters around.
Okay.
Anyway, he says, so he goes on to say, the song is about cops trying to catch him riding dirty, so to speak. Not that that really explains what Ridin' Dirty is. He says, included is a link to him in a video that shows him for about 3 minutes riding away from cops trying to catch him riding dirty. While I detest what those cops did in New Mexico, I have to think that there was more to the story, and I'm always appalled when you have no idea what you're talking about and extrapolate it to this horrible, godforsaken thing when it's some minor little thing that means nothing. It's funny because when old buddy extrapolated the free market to mean Walmart's going to foster an army to take over the world, you went crazy and said it was so crazy to think of that, but this cop has a screensaver that says riding dirty, and automatically all cops are crooks. Now, that's not what we said.
We don't believe all cops are crooks.
I didn't know what to think about that. He says all it would have taken was a little research from the three of you to figure out what it was, but no. So I don't think that I can ever believe anything you guys say. Thank goodness. I am so glad, Corey, that you have come to this decision to not believe anything that we say. Because I advocate that. Don't take our word for it. We're just a couple guys behind a microphone in a studio. You don't know who we are. We could be feeding you all kinds of bad information. You should make it a habit to question everything that you hear. In fact, Mark, we had a little situation about a year ago where we had Gene Ray on the show. You remember this? Gene Ray from TimeCube.com.
TimeCube.com. It's quite a website.
Right. Gene Ray is a crackpot. He's a loon nut job. And he is a crazy old man who believes in this nutty time cube theory that he's come up with. And we brought him on the show to just simply have fun with him. Just to bring a crazy old man on the radio and have a good time for an hour, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And it was fun. In fact, we've got the archive on our website permanently on our guest page at freetalklive.com if you want to hear it. But we fooled some people. And I wasn't even intending to. I figured our listeners, they'd catch on. They'd realize we're playing with this guy. It's all in good fun. We're having a good time. But when all was said and done, some of our listeners were dumbfounded. They didn't understand
how we could advocate such a strange website as crimecube.com.
They didn't understand that, Ian and Mark, who they'd come to trust from listening to the show for a long period of time, how we could throw them a curveball like this, how we could have, had someone like this on. And they were honestly trying to figure out this whole crazy crackpot Time Cube thing. Let me tell you, you can't figure it out. If you go to timecube.com, it's just rambling insanity. But our listeners, some of them got it. Some of them thought, what? Why are they believing this guy? Why are they with this? Why are they doing this? They couldn't understand. Well, it's because we fooled you, essentially. You never know what to expect. Don't trust. I mean, I'm not saying that we're untrustworthy guys. I think we're pretty honest dudes. But you never know when you're going to be hearing misinformation. You never know when what you hear might be just us repeating something we heard that might be misinformation. Maybe we believe it, but we were informed wrong. And honestly,
there are talk show hosts out there that say, well, you don't have to think about politics. I'll take care of that
for really?
You. Absolutely. The Godfather himself advocates.
Really?
Yeah.
Just listen to me.
Don't think about politics. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Now, it's part of his shtick. But
people believe that stuff.
Sure they do. We advocate, please, just listen to what we have to say.
Right.
Don't believe everything that we say. I mean, we do our best to research things here, but, we're only as good as the information we get.
Yeah. He is putting on an act, that guy that you're talking about, the big man.
Rashad.
He's putting on a game, but it's amazing how many people will fall right in line. I'm a ditto head. I believe everything you say, Rush.
Well, I don't
tell
know.
Me what to do.
No, ditto head doesn't mean you believe everything he says. It means
you agree with
everything
he says. Right.
And for most things.
Which means you probably believe everything he says. If you agree with it, you probably believe it.
I agree with a lot of things Rush says.
All right. So,
I disagree with a whole bunch, too.
So, yes, please, Corey and the rest of you, don't believe everything Free Talk Live says. I mean, it could be us repeating bad information. And he complains, he laments the fact that we didn't do the research. We didn't. And we could have. I mean, it wouldn't have been hard to Google Ride and Dirty and discover immediately that it was a rap song.
It was so baffling, though.
It seemed odd.
Riding Dirty.
Right. And it must have been. It must be that generation gap thing, because I don't know what's in the top 10. I'm a talk show host. I don't do music radio anymore. Those days are behind me.
Yucky.
I make a point of not paying any attention whatsoever to music pop culture. How's it benefit me?
It doesn't
really
do me any good.
What's it going to do for me to spend time researching who's on the top 10 charts of the hip-hop genre? Who's in the top 10 of the country genre? How does that affect my worldview? How does that affect my life? Really? 800-259-9231 if you've got comments. 1-800-259-9231. So he continues on with a few more comments here. It says, so I don't think I could ever believe anything you guys say. You guys are no better than the fear-mongering Republicans. Next show, you'll come out with a terror alert level of multiple colors to alert people to how bad the government is today and scare them into believing your side. Pathetic. I'd call in to prove you wrong, but in just about everything, but I work 12 to blah, blah, blah. And then he says he usually agrees with you, Mark. Yeah. So, are we going to come out with a terror alert level with multiple colors to alert people to how bad the government is? No, because the government's always bad. There doesn't need to be a terror alert for government evil. Government is constantly bad, constantly doing bad things with the money that they stole from you. I'm not trying to scare people about government on Free Talk Live. I'm just trying to let people know how it really is. And it really is that government is a... not such a great idea, in my opinion. Now, you would disagree with me, Mark.
I would. I think we need a certain level of government, and I know that you want to replace everything with a free market solution. I don't believe we can do that. But
right, that's
I
just because you've been brainwashed, effectively, by the government.
I do believe that the government is inefficient and ineffective in solving most problems. I just think that there are certain areas of human life that we need to have government for. Perhaps.
Do you think we use scare tactics on Free Talk Live?
Well,
are we trying to frighten people to our side?
I think that we try to point out a different side, and there is a frightening side to government. There's a set of unintended consequences that goes with every government program
right.
that people just don't even look at.
When the government kicks
people
in your
that are hurt.
When the government kicks in your door at 4 in the morning on a drug raid, mistaken residence, they should have gone next door, but they're kicking in your door, pointing guns at your family
shooting
members,
your dog.
Shooting your dog. These are things that need to be talked about and revealed to the public, because it isn't all fun and games.
That's the role of the press. it's in a free nation.
Dangerous. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. Jumping back into the email box here, and of course we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. But Adam emailed in, and he's got a few different issues that he wants to go over here. So, we're going to get into it. He says, I don't know a lot of libertarians, so I'm definitely the most libertarian person that I know. But I think I'd still be considered a moderate libertarian by your standards, like a Larry Elder libertarian. He's another talk show host, by the way. And by the way, Larry Elder, I think, is for the war. So, by definition, if you're for a armed conflict of aggression, I don't think you can be a libertarian.
I disagree. I think that anybody who wants to wear the moniker, I'm fine with them claiming.
Doesn't matter how much they bastardize it, how much they destroy the principle. It doesn't matter to you. You can just, anyone who wants to label themselves libertarian, it's cool in your book, huh?
The principle isn't libertarian,
right? So Karl Marx, if he said, if he came back to life and labeled himself a libertarian, you'd be all right with that, huh?
As long as he is espousing libertarian views. I mean, but libertarians can rebut him.
I see, but espousing warmongering, invading other countries, not a libertarian view. Just want to point that out. So he goes on to say,
I would say that's a big government view.
However, your show has made a more extreme libertarian out of me, and I'm getting more extreme every day. I'm becoming so extreme that it's getting painful to listen to conservative talk radio shows.
It can be.
Ha-ha, my plan is working. Even Larry Elder is becoming too conservative for me. I still have some doubts, which are what keep me from being as extreme as you. I love being, I love this label, extreme, as though it's somehow extreme to believe in funding things on a voluntary basis.
Right.
That's all I want.
I know.
It's so simple and understandable. I'm not a radical. I'm not.
You know, it's,
I say, I think it's radical to take money from people at gunpoint. That's what's radical and extreme.
You have an extreme view of the free market, my friend, and that's just the way it is.
All right. So he says, I still have some doubts. Maybe you could address them to help me become a little more extreme of a libertarian. He says, I still believe it should be government's job to physically protect me and my property. Even though here in Houston, if you really want police protection, then they suggest you hire your own cop, off-duty cop, that sort of thing. However, I think the reason the police are ineffective is because they spend so much time dealing with things with which they shouldn't be dealing. For example, drugs and sex and rock and roll. So if they didn't have to deal with those, if they didn't have to deal with those distractions, I think they would actually be able to help protect me and my property from physical harm. You know, that might be the case. And I think that he's right. I think that if we could get if we could end the war on drugs, end the war on prostitution, the war on gambling, those, obviously those aren't as big of wars.
Vice crimes.
The vice crimes. If we should get the police, shut down their vice budget, and move them all over into investigating real crimes,
crimes
where people get hurt.
Right, crimes with victims.
Yes. Crimes where someone could bring prosecution onto another person.
Show me a victim.
What, with drugs, you mean?
Yeah, just show me one.
Right.
Not society. Look at this little child. His mother's out there smoking crack. Well, I'll tell you, how about my little child, this will be a fictitious child, living in my home that is in danger every single night because some crack addict has to steal stuff in order to supply their habit, and the reason they have to steal stuff is because crack is inflated due to it being a black market substance. Now, that child, my child's in danger, rather than the one you're pointing at, my mommy's out smoking crack, child. What about my kid? You're putting me and my family in danger every single day with this drug war of yours.
So there's no doubt that if we ended the war on drugs, the police would be refocused on crimes with real victims. Rape, murder, bank robbery, that sort of thing. However, I still question as to whether or not they're going to be friendly, helpful, and protecting and serving. And the reason why is because I've seen how they behave. Remember, earlier this year, there was a news story, I believe it was CBS4 down in Miami. They did a story, an undercover investigation, combining, I think it was policeabuse.org was the website that they contracted with to do this. This is a website that goes around the country doing these sorts of investigations. They're essentially, it's a former cop, the guy that runs the website is a former cop with a lot of experience who essentially investigates other police departments' behavior. And so what they did was they sent this undercover guy with cameras and all that to different police departments around the state of Florida to simply file a complaint. That's all he wanted to do. Had nothing to do with drugs, had nothing to do with anything, but Something allegedly happened to this man. The police didn't know what had happened to him.
Just asking for a complaint.
He was just coming in, asking for a complaint form. And what happened to him? The police railroaded him. They messed with him. They harassed him. They threatened him with arrest. And in most of the places he went to, he didn't get a complaint form. In fact, there wasn't even a complaint form to give to him. Their process for complaints was, well, if you've got a complaint, you can talk to the desk sergeant, and he'll determine as to whether or not it's a valid complaint or not. But what if I want anonymity? What if what if I don't want the desk sergeant to know who I am? What if the desk sergeant is who I'm complaining about?
You know, you make some good points, but I think that it's the war on drugs that has caused police departments to become such large, unfriendly bureaucracies. If it wasn't for them having to suspect everyone of possibly being a pot smoker that I'm going to have to take in, then they wouldn't be anything but peace officers that would be much smaller bureaucracies that would be more willing to help people. I mean, I don't know what it was like.
Okay, but Miami and big cities, New York and Chicago, they're still going to be big bureaucracies, even without the war on drugs, even without the vice crime. So I agree with you that the smaller the bureaucracy, the more friendly it might be.
I want my cops to be a little surly anyway. I would like that.
To serve and protect, you should be acting as though you're a servant unless you're suspecting me of some crime, unless you have some
I'm
sort of probable cause.
I'm suspecting you of a crime right now.
Unless you have, and you're probably right, but unless you have some sort of probable cause to believe that the individual that is standing in front of you has committed a crime, you shouldn't be treating them like crap. These are the people that pay your salary. I am questioning this at best. But nonetheless, I'm willing to go, Mark, and try out what you're saying here. I mean, if we could end the war on drugs and end all the vice crime enforcement and just give what you're suggesting a try, it'd be interesting. Because then I'll be able to, start pointing out how these guys are still jerks and still being mean to people because they've no incentive to be nice. It doesn't matter to them if they're nice to you or not. Their paychecks are not going to be affected whether or not they're friendly. I wish it was some other way, but it can't be because there's no competition. There's nobody else out there to go to. You have to go through the police department. So maybe what we need to do is open it up more for private investigators and that sort of thing to sort of compete with the police. Because I believe if the police had competition and could potentially lose your business, then all of a sudden their tune would change. That's just how I feel. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. What do you think the best way is to help the police become a little more friendly, a little more useful in your life? Instead of just filing a report and pretending like they care. And in some cases, they don't even bother to pretend.
Been friendly and useful.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. More on the way. Our emailer, Adam, has a few more thoughts. And you can bring up whatever you want. This is your show, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the program awaits you for free. Now, compare that to those other talk shows. They want $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give you free archives at freetalklive.com. And the quality's pretty darn decent, too. So, get them up, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Gene in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gene. Gene, listening to KGWA. Hello. Gene going once.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gene.
Hey, there he is.
Okay, you needed to press that button, I guess.
That wasn't me, but go ahead, sir.
Okay, wanted to say that I enjoy hearing libertarian talk, if you want to categorize that. But I think
you could categorize it that way.
Okay. I remember reading, maybe 5-10 years ago, a libertarian publication talking about privately owned police companies or departments, and I think one of the examples they gave was one in Scottsboro, Arizona, mm-hmm. along with a few others across the nation. Would you comment on that?
Well, I don't know. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Oh, it's been so long ago. Well, it came down to that the suburb of Scottsboro decided that a privately owned police company would do just as good, if not a better job, of policing some or all of that suburb in their own minds. And, you know, I believe it was fee-based. It was based on a yearly fee. I don't know mm-hmm. if it's still in operation now, but that's about all I remember from reading the article.
You know what? I want to pull up Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, which is Healing Our World. She gives it away for free on her website at ruart.com, because I think she might actually talk about the Scottsdale department. And I will definitely pull that up during the next break. But as I recall, it was a fairly positive results. They found that the crime rate dropped drastically because the police were much more efficient, considering they were working for a paycheck. They were working for clients that were voluntarily choosing their services, or I guess the city had sort of hired them on. There was some sort of more accountability. They had more accountability, and so therefore there were more patrols. There was less break-ins. There was less street violence, that sort of thing. It was just an overall successful experiment from what I've seen. I mean, what do you think of the idea of introducing a little bit more competition into policing?
Oh, I don't see any harm. I mean, they're doing it with fire departments. I think Scottsdale, thanks for correcting me, Scottsdale, not Scottsboro, I think they even have a privately run fire department. And I know fire departments are being privately run across, in several places across the nation. And like you said, why not the police function?
You know, I can't understand fire departments. I can't understand firefighters getting paid, period. 92% of the stations in America are all volunteer stations. I believe it's another 4% which are mixed volunteer and paid. I don't understand. How many structure fires, how many fires in fields do you see in a given year?
Well, guys, during a drought, like in the state of Oklahoma, a lot.
I understand, and at which point there are many people that are standing ready that would be able to go out and fight that. I personally was a part of a volunteer fire department, and I would have to say we were an award-winning volunteer fire department. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be able to handle those things. And we handled much more than fires. We went to accident scenes and that kind of thing, you know, if we were just focused on firefighting.
All right, so I got some information for you here, Gene. While Mark was talking there, I pulled up Dr. Mary Ruart's book, which, again, is free on her website at ruart.com. And if you enjoy what you see on her site, she does have an updated version. She gives away her 90s version for free and in its entirety. But I highly recommend the 2001 version because it's just fantastic, more updated information. Let me share this with you.
How do you spell her last name? Sorry, let me interrupt you.
Sure, R-U-W-A-R-T, Ruart, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. And we link to it at freetalklive.com. All right, so here's the information. It's not Scottsdale, but Reminderville, Ohio, and the surrounding township were aghast when the Summit County Sheriff's Department wanted to charge the community $180,000 per year for a 45-minute emergency response time and an occasional patrol. Corporate Security, a private police organization, offered to provide a 6-minute emergency response time and twice as many patrols for one-half of the cost. The community gained the benefits of contracting out more service for less. And the cool thing about Ruart's book is she cites everything. There's 100 pages in the back that is just citations. She says the private company saved its customers money with used cars and used equipment. The private police officers enforced the law while clerical personnel took care of the social worker, caretaker, babysitter, errand boy activities that can amount to 80% of what we know of as public police work. In another example, Oro Valley, Arizona, maybe this is close to Scottsdale, enjoyed similar savings when the town contracted out its police work to Rural Metro in 1975. However, the Arizona Law Enforcement Officers Advisory Council took the matter to court, arguing that an employee of a private company could not be a municipal police officer. The council wanted the guns of government to give state troopers an exclusive monopoly on providing police service. Ironically, the public police wanted to use collective aggression against the very people that they were supposed to protect from individual aggression. The court expenses were too much for Rural Metro. They withdrew from Oro Valley. In 1975, the city had paid $35,000 to Rural Metro for their coverage. By 1982, it needed $241,000 to subsidize the public police. The police that were hired to protect the public used the guns of government to support them. The Oro Valley community lost more than money, however. Rural Metro could charge less and profit more by actually preventing the crime instead of fighting the crime. Rural Metro did things the public police had no incentive to do, such as checking homes twice a day when residents went out of town. Can you imagine? Can you imagine calling the police up and asking them to run a check on your house twice a day? They'd laugh at you. But in this case, they actually did it. And these measures had cut burglary rates by 95%. So these are just a couple of examples of private policing being so much more effective.
And a great example of how unions destroy free enterprise in America.
Yeah, there you go. Gene, any thoughts for us?
Oh, well, sure, guys. I appreciate the site, ruart.com. I will look that up. I just wanted to say, forgive me for changing the subject, going down a rabbit trail, but on private education, do you remember the city of Baltimore had an educational management company run their school district, And of course, the union went crazy. Yeah. Unions went crazy over that. And but it seemed they, I think it was called Edison something.
Yes,
and
Edison is a private. Yeah, yeah,
right.
That's who they are.
And it seemed they ran them fairly successfully for the time they were contracted. Have you heard any word about that experiment?
Specifically not that one. John Stossel did an excellent presentation recently called Stupid in America, which is all about how American government, our government school system here in America is just dismal. And I believe he focused on a private school like Edison. Edison does this in several several areas around the country, not just that one. But the problem with that, and even though they were successful, and they're fairly successful most often, the problem with what they did was they took over the government entity, but the government still sort of runs the show. They still set the parameters and set the rules for this private company to operate underneath. So it's not a truly private situation. It's sort of a, you know, as you pointed out, it's being run by a private company, but it's the government system. They would really be able to excel if we could just totally sell off the government schools, period, and really allow true competition in a private education marketplace. That would be the best way to get our kids educated. Because then, when something that way, if something screws up, if Edison screws something up because of some government mandate behind the scenes, then the teachers' union gets to come back and say, look, see, they couldn't do this well at all. It's all private education's fault. You need to rehire the teachers' union because these guys can't do the job. Well, maybe it was because of the stupid bureaucratic regulations that they had to follow. So they're pretty effective at what they do, but they'd be even better off if it was 100% privately controlled.
Gus, would you answer one more question for me, and then
yeah.
I'll go. I'm sorry for taking so long.
Hey, good question. Go ahead.
Well, you're welcome. I'm not exactly what you'd call a full-blown libertarian. I'm probably 30 or 40% there. I mean, I'm for decriminalized to possibly legalized
right.
drugs and prostitution. But,
spit out the question. You got about 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. I was just wanting to know, is there an antagonism between conservative Christians and libertarians on subjects like this? And if so, why?
There certainly shouldn't be. We're going to explore that coming up. Thanks for the call, Gene.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate hearing from you. Is there a conflict between conservative Christians and libertarians? We'll explore. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we give away everything on our website. Why? Well, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. All kinds of free features, everything from a year's worth of archives to the bulletin board system with over 1,200 people interacting and more. It's all in the house at freetalklive.com. What do we ask in return? Well, simply that you shop with us. We've got a nice little agreement with our friends over at Amazon. In case you haven't heard of them, they're the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, if you can think of a shopping category, these guys have it. DVDs, books, you name it, furniture, baby clothes, office supplies, camping, I mean, it's all there. You do your shopping, but what you want to do is enter through our site. Here's how it works. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. That's your portal into Amazon, and then at that point, anything you order, we'll get a percentage of. So, still the same great prices, still the same great free Super Saver shipping deals, and more. Deals to your door. You help Free Talk Live. Easy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, well, we just got off the phone with Gene in Oklahoma City. And Gene pointed out that he's kind of leaning in the libertarian direction. He sounded like he was coming from the conservative side. And people come to libertarianism from all over. People come from being former conservatives. People come from being former liberals, whatever those words mean these days. I don't even know. But and people come from never experiencing politics before in their lives. So
I'm still kind of comfortable using the term conservative.
That's good.
To describe myself. I'm not sure it's entirely accurate in everyone's definition of it, but, you know.
Okay.
Consider myself to be a conservative.
Right, and Gene mentioned that he felt like maybe he was 30 to 40% libertarian, and we all started somewhere when we found this movement, when we found liberty. We all started somewhere. We all sort of shifted more towards freedom and the pro-liberty mindset over time. And he left us with an interesting question. He said, is there a conflict? And he mentioned the war on drugs, because he said he was for decriminalization of things like marijuana. I don't know what other drugs that he's for decriminalizing.
He said drugs
all
and
drugs?
Prostitution.
Okay, good. And he sort of was wondering if there was a conflict between the Christian religious folk, and religious conservatives, and libertarians. And I don't think there should be. I don't know if there is. And I think if there is a conflict here, it's just based on ignorance. I mean, if you're someone who considers yourself a religious conservative, and you believe that drugs should be illegal, in my honest opinion, you haven't thought about it very clearly. You haven't thought about it very long. You've taken the diktats of the government. Government has said drugs are bad. therefore, they should be outlawed. And you've just sort of accepted that. But you haven't looked at the consequences, specifically the unintended consequences of drug prohibition. And we've done it over and over again here on Free Talk Live. But just to run it down for those of you that are brand new to this, go and look at alcohol prohibition. If you want to understand that what we're saying is absolutely the truth, go look at alcohol prohibition, because it worked exactly the same way. Prohibition of any product, whether it be cocaine, marijuana, alcohol, guns, you name it. When you prohibit a product, it doesn't go away. Think about it. If you're a religious conservative, you might be a gun owner. And if tomorrow the government said, and at the end of this week, there shall be no more guns. We deem them contraband. How likely are you to turn in your weapons? Seriously, think about it for a moment. How likely are you to go down to the police department and hand over all of your guns that you might happen to own? Maybe you'd be a good little citizen, or maybe you'd stow one or two away in a secret private place just in case you needed it someday. I know I would. I wouldn't turn in my gun. And so you shove the product or service that you're prohibiting underground. It goes to the underground economy, which means that it gets handled at that point by people that make up the black market. People who tend to be violent, dangerous individuals will then become the people that you'd have to buy these products from should you want it. So if we were to ban all guns tomorrow and you didn't have a gun yet, if you wanted to get a gun, you'd have to buy it from probably someone who's somewhat dangerous. You wouldn't be able to just walk into a store and purchase it. The same thing happens with drugs. When we say, there will be no more marijuana smoking in the United States of America, it just goes underground. There's millions of marijuana smokers out there today. And to suggest that we could possibly arrest them all or throw them into jail
or make this stop is
absolute insanity.
Well, I think that it's sort of the drunken power nature of control, you know, the government control. It seems like a really good idea if you're a good Christian to want to stop people from doing drugs. Drugs are bad. But there's a problem. It just doesn't work. And the other question you've got to ask yourself is, would Jesus do it this way? Because I don't think he would. Jesus, he showed that when he was standing before the prostitute, he said he was without sin cast the first stone. He wanted you to remove the plank out of your eye before you went after the mote in your neighbor's. The
right.
person, the people that he went after were the religious people of his culture that were using the laws to their advantage. So Christians that support drug laws are, unwittingly, Pharisees and Sadducees. I know that they haven't considered it, and I hadn't considered it either. I mean, I'm only relatively recently in the past few years come to realize those things. But
yeah, when we started doing this show, you were vehemently against legalization of hard drugs. You really were.
Absolutely was. The other question you have to ask yourself is, do you want to share heaven with somebody who got there because they followed the rules that society put down, or do you want to share heaven with somebody who got there because they love Jesus and that's where they want to be? You know, I mean, they follow the rules that Jesus put down because they love him. I mean,
if you love people, I mean, really, if you love people, if you like other people, and I think Christians are supposed to treat people right, you know, treat those as you want to be treated, that sort of thing. If you love people, you're not showing that you love them by throwing them in jail. I mean, you can think what you want about drugs. You can think that they're the scourge of the planet. You can think that they're horrible and evil. And honestly, I think you've been, again, brainwashed by the government propaganda on this. But you can think what you want. But the people that are using drugs are not evil people. They're your friends and family members. And some of them have a problem. And these people need help more than anything else. And I'm sorry, you're not helping them by throwing them in a jail cell and giving them 3 squares a day. You're not helping them by forcing them into treatment.
Some of them are helped by those situations, but I don't think that it's a very effective help. It's
charging me for it.
Yeah,
on top of
absolutely.
That, I'm paying for this. I don't want these people in jail because most drug users are productive members of society. Whether you want to believe that or not, it is a fact.
Sure.
These are people who are functioning.
All you have to do to prove that to yourself is, are most alcoholics functioning members of society? I'd have to say yes. They have jobs. They do what you know they're supposed to do. Many of them have learned to take taxi cabs when it is that they're going to go out and drink.
And they get drunk every night.
And they drink like fish.
It kills them
at 60.
It's a terrible life.
Yeah,
it can't be
their pancreas or destroys their liver.
It can't be rewarding, and there's no doubt it's the wrong way to spend your evenings.
But to say that somebody couldn't function with a heroin addiction in regular society, it doesn't make any sense. The reason they can't function now is because they have to spend so much of their time and energy in procuring money in order to do the heroin.
And it takes time, yeah.
It's not the drug addiction. It's the it's how much they cost in order to get them.
And the cost is brought up by the prohibition. So once again, when you prohibit anything, it goes underground. And there are certain things that happen when a product or service is only offered on the underground. It's offered by the criminal element in society, the people who have decided that it's well worth their while to flaunt the law, to break the law in order to profit. Because when the product is illegal, the profits are tremendous.
Mm.
You, by making products illegal and by ranting and raving against drugs and how they should be continuing to be illegal and all that, you, by supporting the war on drugs, are supporting the profits of criminal enterprise. Honestly, the biggest proponents of the war on drugs are those who benefit from it, for the most part. Drug dealers, Pablo Escobar, he would have never wanted to see the day of legalization.
I don't think they feel like they have anything to worry about, and I also don't think that most people who are in the underground understand that it is, in fact, the black market that pays them. I don't think
you are wrong about that. I've known enough people in the underground. They are totally understanding that it is their profits. They make their profits simply because their product is illegal. They know it.
Okay.
And they'll... The people that are the high rollers in the drug dealing trade, the big movers, the people moving thousands and thousands of pounds of drugs across the country, you don't think they know that? These are people that do research into this, Mark. These are people that know the law. I mean, when you're breaking the law, you know the law so you can best break it. And you know how safe that you need to be, and you know who you need to pay off in order to move the drugs, and you know to pay the Border Patrol off to move it through the border. I mean, these people are professionals at what they do. You don't get up to the big leagues, if you will, by being a joker. 800-259-9231. If you've got thoughts, you can comment here, especially if you're somebody that still believes that drugs should be illegal, even after all that we just went through. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up at Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.